When was the last time you thought about your inner self? You, the soul, the spirit. Not your body, your relationships, or your mind, but that eternal spark that is you, the essence of who you truly are. In this fast-paced world, it's so easy to get wrapped up in the daily dramas of life and really forget our true nature. But what if we took a moment to pause and remind ourselves that we are more than just physical beings, that in fact we are spiritual actors playing temporary roles on this grand stage called life? This quote: all of us souls were up above. We then came down here to play our parts. A soul is called an actor. The soul acts through this body. The soul needs their organs. The soul is so tiny. This quote is from Sakar Murli, September 5th, 2024. And this quote encapsulates that all of us are souls, we are actors. This encapsulates who we truly are and where we came from. All souls started in a higher, most subtle realm, often called our spiritual home, our eternal home, or even land of nirvana. That's my favorite, land of nirvana. In that place, souls are pure and peaceful and untouched by physical experiences like emotions, desires, or even time. It's a space of stillness, of light. It's beautiful light. And all of us souls exist in peace with the divine source, the supreme soul. As the quote beautifully puts it, all of us souls were up above. We then came down here to play our parts. So when I, the soul, am up there in the land of nirvana, and then I descend into the physical world, I take on a body to join the drama of life on earth. And whatever applies to me applies to you too. So when you, the soul, are in the physical world, you are in a body playing your part. So just like an actor needs a costume and stage to perform, the soul, you, the soul, need a body and its organs to engage with the world around it. A soul is called an actor. That's what part of the quote was. And this actor needs a vehicle to express itself. The body, with all its senses, becomes the instrument through which the soul acts, feels, and experiences life. However, the soul is so tiny, just an infinitesimal point of light, invisible to the naked eye. When we understand that we are souls playing temporary roles through these bodies, it can give us a new perspective, one that allows us to detach from worldly concerns. Quote unquote, the soul acts through this body, the soul needs his organs, but the body and its experiences are fleeting. Just like an actor doesn't get lost in their character, the soul isn't meant to lose itself in the drama of life. Think about it. If Superman went around after he played Superman, went around thinking, oh, I'm Superman in real life, right? In the same way, the soul is best suited if it remains centered in its true essence, why are we sharing this now? Because this way of thinking can bring clarity. It shows us that life's essence isn't found in temporary experiences, but in the soul's journey back to its original pure state. We take on these roles to experience life and contribute to the unfolding story of humanity, playing our parts in this eternal drama. So next time you find yourself caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, take a deep breath and remember, you are an eternal actor playing a role on the grand stage of existence. Your body is just a temporary vessel, costume. But you, the soul, you are timeless. Embrace the truth and let the drama unfold with grace and detachment. Because you are so much more than just this birth and just a physical being. You are a spiritual traveler here on a journey of enjoyment and enlightenment. Om Shanti, I am peace.